Proclamation number 4628 of 2nd of May, 1949. Effect of the Divine Word on Man. Previous intimate connection. My word must touch you well and wisely so that you recognize it as my word. For if eternal love expresses itself, it also emanates love, and thus I make myself known in wise communications which are intended to help you recognize and love me again. My word must therefore appear good and wise to you in order to be accepted as my word, and you will recognize it emotionally. You will also feel my presence with my word. It will not seem different to you as if I myself speak to you, and then you will know that the living word is with you and the bond with him is established by you. Anyone who has my word and does not recognize it only reads it with his eyes and intellect, i.e., he does not first put himself into the state of union with me, and thus I cannot be present to him either. And my word is only a letter without life. The intimate dialogue with me must have preceded it. The desire to hear me myself must fill him, otherwise the heart cannot hear me, and then even the word, which is brought to the human being as my word, will remain without effect on him. Yet if it speaks to him alive, the kindness and wisdom of what reaches his ear will only be a revelation of my being to him. And not the slightest doubt will afflict him that he has been addressed by me myself. However, I do not communicate myself to all people in the form of profound knowledge. Not all people are able to receive wise instructions, yet they are always loving words which reach the ear of the one who wants to hear me. I always help and advise and, through the manifestation of my will, indicate the path which leads to the kingdom of heaven. And since only I myself know this path and can truly give you humans the right information, my word, even if it does not contain profound instructions, can always be recognized as wise and well-founded, for even the simplest instructions must be meaningful and purposeful, otherwise they would not have me myself as their starting point. Otherwise they would not prove me, who am presenting the word myself. You will feel it and can trust this feeling with certainty, for what I give to you shall also be recognized by you as my gift. And you can be assured that my word, which is conveyed to you from above, contains the strength to give the human heart the feeling of my closeness as divine emanation, if only the human being accepts my word in heartfelt unity with me. If you want me to speak to you, then you will also hear my word and know that it is my word. But whatever does not come from me will not seem satisfactory to you. You will miss kindness and wisdom, and the will of rejection will be stirred up in you as soon as you are devoted to me. Amen.